Warren News. I'm John Scott. There have been some setbacks in jury selection in the Trump criminal trial.
Well, the judge in the case was hoping to add jurors today. He has lost at least one. A previously seated juror was excused after backtracking on whether she felt she could be impartial and fair. The status of a second sworn-in juror was also called into question after he failed to report to court to address the accuracy of some of his previous answers to questions. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. I'm Shelley Adler.
Also at SRNnews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Iran has done a masterful job of avoiding consequences for its aggression in the Middle East.
We have been playing by Iran's rules for 15 plus years. And it's not just Israel, it's the United States. And what are the rules? Iran shoots at us through its proxies, not through Iran. Shoots at us through its proxies. We fire back at the proxies. The proxies hide behind a civilian population.
Warren says it's time the U.S. and Israel do more to hold Iran accountable. He was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. And news from Wall Street, Tesla's stock stumbled below $150 per share, giving up all the gains made over the past year as the electric vehicle maker reels from falling sales and steep discounts intended to lure more buyers. The Austin, Texas company shares are down 12.4% this week and more than 39% this year. Tesla said this week it was cutting 10% of its staff globally. That's about 14,000 jobs. Stocks have been wavering and have moved lower. The Dow is off 38 points. The NASDAQ composite, 84 points in the red. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood making a lot of money.
The nation's largest abortion business set another record in 2023, performing nearly 400,000 abortions, the most ever, and a 5% increase over the previous year. Planned Parenthood claims that pro-life laws in conservative states threaten to put it out of business, but the abortion giant seems to be making up the difference in liberal states. The Biden administration has also vowed to keep federal dollars flowing to Planned Parenthood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has ruled that West Virginia's transgender sports ban violates the rights of a teen athlete. The 2-1 ruling from the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the law cannot be applied to Becky Jackson, who is a boy living as a girl. Judge Toby Haytens wrote that offering the boy a choice of participating on male sports teams or abstaining is no real choice at all. This is SRN News. The senior NPR editor who exposed rampant liberal bias has resigned.
25-year NPR veteran Yuri Berliner was suspended after saying journalistic integrity no longer existed at NPR. He said the outlet did not own up to incorrect reporting when they claimed President Trump colluded with Russia and that the COVID virus did not originate in a lab. His essay prompted Republicans on Capitol Hill to call for an end of NPR taxpayer funding.
That's Tayshia Stevens. Thousands of black college students expected this weekend for an annual spring bash at Georgia's largest public beach should not expect a warm welcome. Tybee Island's city leaders bringing in dozens of extra police officers and using barricades to block parking lots and residential streets during the Orange Crush. Huge crowds a year ago overwhelmed police with reports of gunfire. More details at SRNnews.com.